Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Dream Crafter by Danielle Monch, narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. Dreams began in black and white. Color crept in slow strokes, a saturation that went from sepia to the muted hues of a Rembrandt, only to brighten in one flash to the full and glorious spectrum. Now was black and white. Now was a thick, dark liquid, a multitude of droplets in languid descent down white walls, branching into lurid and twisted design. Now was sepia, the hilt of the knife lighter than the dark wood of the dresser it rested on. Now was her brother's broad chest as he held her to him, the skin the same color as it would be in the real world, a tanned hue that was warmth to the touch. Now color burst forth. Now planes sharpened and images became crisp, and now she looked at the scenery surrounding her. As was the way with dreams, disparate elements of her life came together in weird juxtaposition. Sitting atop the low stone wall that guarded the front of her city apartment building, Amana glanced down to see herself clothed in a beautiful blue Hawaiian dress embroidered with white flowers, exactly what she would wear while walking the beach back on the island. Below the hemline, her feet were bare, ready to dig toes into sand that was not there. Hair tickled her shoulders and back, and the faint pressure on her forehead told of a circlet of flowers upon her brow. A man stood before her, his back to her. Nice wide shoulders, and the sleeveless hoodie he wore showed tan, toned arms with evident muscles, covered with thick lines of...